Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together.
We do.
On a Friday.
Thank goodness.
Oh, feels good. And it feels good that it's Friday.
TGIF, man.
Yeah. We are going to have some fun this morning. We got, of course, a bunch of stuff to do and a bunch of stuff to give away. We have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, where we're going to grab in three qualifiers today from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. After our news, sports, and entertainment break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Got some free Culver's to give away. Going to throw some rafter tickets in there with that as well. All that coming up. And before the end of the day, we got to give away Civil War tickets. We have tickets to the Historic Point Bosses Civil War days. That they're doing this weekend. I want to give those away. All that coming up, along with some fun topics we're going to get into. Where is this one that I wanted to find? What is it that you look forward to the most when you get home from vacation? Is it seeing your dog? We will talk about that.
Is it sleeping in your bed?
It's got to be somewhere up there. We got some entertainment news for you. Talk about what's new on your small screen, big screen, and what is going on in town here. We got a bunch of great local events happening. And Krispy Kreme and Crocs have teamed up. We will discuss. We will get into that and plenty more.
A donut and a shoe.
Yeah. I want a donut that looks like a shoe.
A Croc, though. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
That I'll eat. That I would
That'd
eat.
That'd be funny.
I don't think I would be closer to eating that than I would be to wearing a Croc, I feel like, just because it's nothing against the Crocs, just the feel of the material. I can't get into it.
Yeah, not working for you. Like them for when I'm out gardening and stuff, because then when they get dirt, like I can just rinse them off or stick my foot under the faucet. I don't even really think anything of it. But last night I was shopping and I saw, I'm still like enamored about this. It's a pencil case, like for kids in school supplies, that looks like a Croc. And like the top opens and
I love those.
It was hilarious. I've never seen it.
That's one of the more underrated things in school when you get a cool pencil case.
Yeah.
It's just cool to hear that there's still a thing, let alone that one. That was cool.
I mean, you could get a Croc one.
Get it. I might get one for here. That is not one of the supplies that you necessarily need to be getting for the Stuff the Bus event going on with our United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. We're getting closer and closer, Terry, to this being kind of go time. It's been go time,
This is go time, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. This is the first leg of this, if you will, is wrapping up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't need Croc pencil. I mean, we could take them, but we really do need pencil boxes, the plastic ones. Yeah. So we do still need a significant number of those. If you're thinking about contributing to our school supply drive, which is happening on Thursday, August 7th at Lunch by the River, is the culmination. So these drives have been going on. School supplies are everywhere. I know no one wants to think about it because it's not August yet, but that's just the reality. School supplies are out. So the items, if you have not shopped already, the items that we most need are plain color only, folders, notebooks, wide ruled and college ruled, like the spiral bound ones, not the composition notebooks, but spiral bound. So plain color, notebooks, folders, pencil boxes. We also need colored pencils for whatever reason. We seem to be, you know, trending a little bit behind on those. And I think it's just whatever people grab when they're out. So those are the items that we need most. We could use a few more backpacks, but we're honestly in pretty good shape with the physical backpacks. That being said, families in need can still register through next Friday. So through August 1st is registration. So, you know, the reality is we could still see 100 more registrations. And then, you know what? I'm going to need 100 backpacks. So, you know, so honestly, whatever you're seeing when you're out there. But I just feel like, you know, right now we still need like 2,500 notebooks. So, I mean, it's a decent number. So I did see that they're on sale right now.
Yes.
So
yes,
ding, ding, ding. Now, we also have a lot of people that say, ugh, I don't want to shop. You shop. So you can make monetary donations to Stuff the Bus. You can do that a few different ways. One, you can stop by and see us at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids, right near the post office, Hotel Mead, in that vicinity, 351 Oak Street. You can hop on our website at uwswac.org, and you can click on donate. And then just in the memo, just put that it's for Stuff the Bus. or school supplies, you know. So, because if there isn't a memo, then we just put it into our general campaign. Mm-hmm. So, it is helpful if you can do that. If you can tell us what the donation is for, and then I have some team members and committee members that are happy to go out and do the shopping, you know, with those funds that are available. So, one of two ways. We've also been posting on our social media quite regularly, mm-hmm. and you can also get to the donate link from there. But we do encourage you to, you know what, get involved. And even if you say, gosh, you know, I could really only help with like $5. Well, you know what? That's five notebooks or 20, you know, maybe like 20 folders or whatever the case would be. So, so it does all add up, and we really appreciate all of the support that we've gotten to date. So again, school supply drives, everything needs to be to us on August 7th. And it's a really important part of the process. We collect everything at Lunch by the River. If it's raining, we're at East Junior High. You drop off there. But literally that same day, everything is counted. Everything is inventoried. We know how many kids are registered. We can say exactly that we still need, you know, 116 notebooks. We literally that day or the next day will go buy those. So, so getting it's kind of disheartening. I mean, we appreciate it, but it's really hard when the next day or the next Monday, somebody's like, oh, we have all these school supplies for you. And it's like, oh, because rarely do the donations outpace the, you know what I mean? Like, so we're really like, okay, where can we, you know, squeeze blood from this turn up, and where can we? So, it's really, 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 and I don't want to sound ungrateful. It's so appreciated that if we can have the stuff by 1 p.m. on August 7th, if August 7th doesn't work for you as a drop point, you can drop off at our office at any time. There's also a whole list of businesses on our website that are collecting. And so maybe it's somewhere that you're already going, right? Like you could just be like, oh yeah, I have this stuff and I happen to be going to Anytime Fitness today, drop it off while you're there. So there's all kinds of collection points. And so I just really encourage you to, you know, be part of this and be part of it with the time-sensitive portion of it in mind.
There is, in fact, not only is there so many locations, I have a hard time, and I've done this since I've had the list in front of me, thinking of anywhere in town there isn't a location near somebody.
Sure.
Wherever you are in town, wherever you're going to work or you're living or anything like that, there's a business near you that you can drop these items off at, like 4U Adult Day Service. They're on Pepper Ave in here in Rapids. All these are in Rapids. Anytime Fitness that Terry mentioned on A Street, or Associated Bank over on Grand Ave, DNL Recreation on A Street, First English Lutheran Church on Garfield Street, Heart of Wisconsin, our friends at the Chamber over there on Lincoln, Paper City Savings on A Street, Rouge Companies LLC on Oak, Southwood County YMCA over on near my parents and everything on West Grand, St. John's Episcopal Church over on Oak Street, St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church also over on 14th, Town of Rome, you can stop by. Even in Nacusa, we've got a drop-off location. Or the Wood County Clerk's Office. Stop by there and drop it off. And, of course, the United Way that Terry mentioned over at 351 Oak Street and right here at WFHR WIRI. We encourage you to come by and drop these things off. And we will make sure that they get into the right hands, that they get to Terry and everything. So there's so many reasons and so many. We've really gone out of our way to make this as easy as possible for people to be able to put in and help out with this. When we see holes in our society, we fill them. You know, we don't wait for them to get filled. We do it. We do it as people, and we come together. And nobody comes together, and I especially say this in recent years, like our community does. And it's amazing the way that people step up and are there for each other. We really appreciate it. To everything Terry was saying about the timing of this, that's so much of this is about that. Not only making sure that they have these things, but really the essence of all this. When you're a kid, and I know how hard it is for some of us to remember. I'm old. I know what it's like. But I every year we've been doing this together, Terry, for almost 9 years now and everything. And every time we talk about this, I am brought back to specifically my first day at Washington School when in fifth grade. And I already stood out. I already felt different. But when I showed up and I had one pencil, I had a notebook. I had a couple things, but I didn't have a lot. And it's not that my parents or my grandparents weren't trying and didn't do everything they could. They did. it was just a matter of circumstances because I had a brother and sister and they had a lot on their plate. And it, for me, already standing out, already feeling a step behind, I then look around and I see my classmates have stuff that I don't have. And so I'm thinking about that and I'm focused on that before I'm even registering what my Mr. Hoedevelder, my teacher was talking about or anything like that. And I ended up in radio. And do you want that? No, I'm joking. But these things matter.
And the radio goes dark.
These things matter so much more than I think you remember, especially if, and I hope most of the audience out there didn't experience anything like this. So even better, then you know what a privilege this is. You know how much a gift this is to kids and how much this helps kids out, helps parents out, which takes a little off their plate, and then they can focus on other things, which fills up those holes in our society. This is what we do. Oh, you're covering this base? I got this one. That's what we do as a community, not just our nonprofits that lead the way in this conversation, by the way. So let's step up where we can, help out, and how often can you put an impact on the future? And when's the last time you got to buy school supplies? I don't know about anybody else. I enjoy doing it because they're not for me.
And they've changed so much. It's super fun to see what's out there. But, you know, the really cool thing about this, James, is the community has stepped up and has always stepped up. And in 2009, you know, we as United Way said, gosh, there's all kinds of fragmented things going on around school supplies. Let's pull it all in. And since then, we've had a fabulous committee. We've got great representation from the community. You know, whether someone sits on the committee or they just come help volunteer and count all the yellow folders in the box, you know, for us on the 7th. But there's so many ways that the community gets involved. And 2009 we started this. Has been going on a long time. And we just keep getting better. And it just keeps getting more efficient. And it just, you know, it's really awesome. And so, you know, my heartfelt appreciation to anyone who has ever been part of it and who continues to be part of it. And, you know, also just a final reminder, if you are a family, like James was describing, that needs a hand up, that needs to receive school supplies for their kids, you literally have 1 week from today. So we need people to get registered. You know, we're right in line with where we were pre-COVID numbers, but we're not where we were the last few years, which isn't a bad thing. But we also just, you know, want to make sure that people who have the need are getting registered, because when the registration cuts off, it literally cuts off, because we need to be able to serve, you know, everyone who's registered. Registration did open on May 1st, so this is a more than fair process. But we do encourage you to, you know, we got some kind of desperation messages last night, like, oh, are you guys even doing school supplies? And it's like, yep, sure are. So, you know, hop on. You've got a week yet. So fill out the form. So if you need school supplies, you need to visit our website. You have to be pre-registered. This is how we know what we need. And so, you know, that's the light lift that we ask of the families. Register. We need to know who your child is, where they're going to school, so that we can have those backpacks ready for the drive-through distribution. So, great event. Thank you to everyone who's been involved. But this is go time. We're less than 2 weeks out from the end of the school supply drive. 1 week to register, and then, strangely, in 3 weeks, we're handing this stuff out already.
Yeah, well, it's crazy how fast it happens.
Here we go.
UWSWAC.org is the website you can go to find out more information or maybe see some of those lists we were referring to or anything. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. And we'll wrap up the show with our good stories of the day and an update from our United Way. All that coming up. And, of course, the Il Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here on The Morning Show at 97.5 FM WFHR. You heard the band. It's time to do some celebrating with Il Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today.
I just want to celebrate, another day of living,
We have so much fun with this segment. A big thank you to our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. If you can't make it during the day, keep in mind they'll be open tonight. They got that Friday fish fry going tonight. Heard from Melissa and Laura that was very good. They went out there and checked that out and heard some good things about it. Check it out yourself, everybody.
It is fabulous.
Oh, and you I didn't
know.
Yeah,
we checked it out just not that long ago.
Oh, that's right.
So we had been there, and then we went again, and I was like, I like it.
Get on over there. Check that out, everybody. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We we can celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com is where you can email us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And call on up. Join the conversation. You got the Civic Media app just a touch or two away. You can text it in or you can call on up 715-424-2600. We look forward to hanging out with you. Let's go ahead and take a look at our list today. Terry, you got a lot of work ahead of you here.
Oh, good.
I need one or two.
Two.
All right. Give us that. And got a single qualifier on Saturday. So then on Sunday, a 1 through 3.
Whoa, 3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Getting right into it here. And we can dive in. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to, Rob Shaka. Rob Shaka. Grew up in Nakusa, went to Assumption, now lives in Birmingham, Alabama.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Enjoy the day, Rob. Hope it's a good one for you, man. And we wish a very happy birthday to Al Baker.
Happy birthday, Al.
Al, enjoy your day. I feel like I had Al Baker's baseball card. Like, it feels like a very, like an old school baseball
Maybe
player.
Maybe so.
Al, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one
for
you,
now
sir.
He's a bowler.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's never played a sport in his life. No, it's more Dude. Like it's like, I'm so sorry, Al.
Maybe he's like a concert pianist.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy the day, Al. And our qualifier for Friday, Cassandra Jenkins.
Happy birthday, Cassandra.
Enjoy the day, Cassandra. Hope it's a good one for you. Love that name, Cassandra. It's a good one. Cass, that's a good. I always think of the side name.
You know, there's somebody. A lot of options with that.
Yes. Yeah.
Cass, Sandy, Sandra.
Sandra. There is. I didn't think about that. Then looking at Saturday, we have put the spotlight on Shelley O'Donnell.
Happy birthday, Shelley.
Shelley, enjoy the day. We wish you a great one. You're our lone qualifier for Saturday, July 26th. Then, taking a look at on Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Kathy Miles.
Oh, happy birthday, Kathy.
I don't know where Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater would be without Kathy Miles, one of the founding members, one of the people that was first actors brave enough to get that stage and bring this to our community. Here we are 50 years later, and it's one of the bigger economic parts of our community. It's one of the more selling points of our community and fun parts of our community, not just for us to be entertained by, but for us to be on that stage, to seeing locals, seeing your neighbors up there and entertaining and having fun. The stage that we have, the area that they have over at WRCT is amazing, going from being at the library to where they are now. And a shout out to McMillan hosting this for so long and being a great partner with our local community theater. And it all begins with Kathy and that team, that early first people that started getting that ball rolling. All that said, I've also been directed by Kathy, and I find her as a very insightful and fun director. She is the reason I am a Screen Actor Guild member. Like, I worked hard for that. I've been struggling. I've been trying since I was 7 years old to get to that moment. My dream was not necessarily to be a big name. My dream was to be in the Guild, and I'm with my peers. I'm a Screen Actor Guild member like Robin Williams. I'm a member like Robert De Niro. That was my dream. And I learned very early that's nearly impossible. You have to know somebody. You got to have a connection. Spoiler alert, I don't have any of those. All my family comes from construction and other things. So Kathy took a shine to me for some reason. I don't know why, but gave me an opportunity to be in an independent film, No Names. I get a line in it. I have to be a SAG member to do it. I'm a Screen Actors Guild member since 2008. My dream is met, thanks to her. And I don't know why she gave me that opportunity, but I'll always appreciate it, and I will bring it up to the end of time. I appreciate that woman.
A super day, Kathy.
I encourage everybody to check out our Director's Playhouse. Kathy joined us. We talked a little bit about the history of WRCT and her acting. She's worked all over the planet. She's probably in Prague right now doing something theater-related or something. She's always up to stuff. And at her age and everything, not only all these things I've said about her, but I admire Kathy. I look up to her in many ways as well. So I encourage you to check out that interview. Kathy Miles joined us on Director's Playhouse. You can find it at WFHR.com. I also want to wish happy birthday to Tina Dahl.
Happy birthday, Tina.
Enjoy the day, Tina. We wish you a great one. Tina's awesome. Have a great day, Tina. And our qualifiers on Sunday, celebrating their 51st anniversary, Gus and Barb Mancuso.
Oh, happy anniversary, guys.
Enjoy your day, you two. 51st, that's awesome. And certainly appreciate them and everything they have done for the community. Enjoy your day, you two. 51st anniversary. Brag about it. Share with not only that you're 51st, but that you're our qualifiers. We take a quick look at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday celebrity birthdays. Who do you share your days with? Matt LeBlanc is 58 today. Joey from Friends. He's also headed side TV show, Man with a Plan. It didn't do too well after Friends. But I'll always remember him, because I didn't really see much of Friends, if any. But I do remember him being on Married with Children and playing Kelly's boyfriend oftentimes. He was a recurring character.
I don't think I ever put that together, honestly.
He was great. He was really good out there. Him and Christina Applegate were so good together.
No, I feel like I have to go find a few episodes with him in.
If you thought he was handsome now or in during the Friends run, he looked good back then. He still looks good. He's a great guy, a good actor too. Let's see here. Iman is 70, David Bowie's widow, also great actor, and of course made her bones as a model. Let's see here. And people no longer with us, like the great, the wonderful Estelle Getty, born in 1923, passed away in 2008. B. Arthur's mom, Sophia, and the Golden Girls, just as famously known for Stop or My Mom Will Shoot with Sylvester Stallone. Estelle Getty, a wonderful actress who had a very good career long before doing Golden Girls, but that's where we know her from, and we love her. And I always liked how people were blown away by how much younger she actually was in real life than Sophia is. And anybody that has an Italian grandmother loved that character. I know I sure did.
Well, and a huge punch in a small package, right? Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Just said. That whole, yes. Like, I just, yeah.
Oh, that's a great
line. You can't not love her.
And the greatest football player of all time was born on this day. Walter Payton, born in 1954, passed away in 1999, Sweetness. Am I a little biased on that? Absolutely, 100%. And I will die on that hill. And I mean this in the sense of not just that Walter Payton was a three down back before it was even a thing. Could block, catch, and run at a 10, do all of them. Walter Payton in his career never ran out of bounds. Literally. Like, never ran out of bounds.
Pretty impressive.
Never took a playoff. This is also coming from a time where he played in college in a senior game, a special game against the Pittsburgh Steelers championship team as a college athlete. And Jack Lambert and those guys came out of that game saying, that's the greatest I've ever seen. All of that said, it was his character. It was his demeanor, his charm that made us fall in love with him to the point where Packer fans cheered him. That tells you something. And he's the only one. I'm pretty sure he's the only one on that list that ever happened for. And lost too young, lost too soon. By all means, I will never see a better football player in my life than getting to see the tail end of Walter Payton. All of that said, pales in comparison to the man he was. Great human being, and I love seeing what his kids have been doing, celebrating him, and the way the NFL has done a good job, I think, in honoring his legacy. Kate Beckinsale is celebrating a birthday tomorrow, everybody, 52, for the Underworld star, and she was in Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman, Click with Adam Sandler, good actress. Jason Statham, another action star, 58 for Declan Shaw from the Fast and the Furious movies, or the Expendables, or the Transporter movies, or he was a beekeeper in one movie, beating people up. And Jason Statham's a very good actor, though. He mainly does one kind of character, but I've seen him do a number of different roles, and he's pretty good. Sandra Bullock is 61, one of the better actors I've ever seen.
I love Sandra Bullock.
She's fantastic.
Even she's been in some crappy movies, mm-hmm. but I still watch them. She's been in a lot of fabulous movies, but I'm just saying, there's been some where I'm like, really?
I think one of the credits to a good actor is in a bad movie, and you still come out of it and you're like, well, I'm still glad I saw it, or I'm glad I saw her in it, or something like that.
But I don't know. From day one, I've been a fan of her.
She is such a well-liked and well-respected actor. Usually they have a couple of sentences about the person or whatever. For certain names, it's just Sandra Bullock, 61. Like, you know, I don't need me to ramble about her or anything. She's that kind of good and that kind of well-known. That's cool to see. Dorothy Hamill is 69 tomorrow. Figure skating, a legend. Won gold in the 76 Olympics. Really, really at a time, too, where we needed that, man. Let's see. I say this a lot with certain. I say it a lot with Benedict Cumberbatch and some actors. But honestly, if I'm pressed and you tell me who is the best actor right now working, it's Helen Mirren, who is 80 tomorrow. Helen Mirren, she's been in a couple of things, the Red movies. I think some people would know her from. But she's been acting for a very long time, and just lately, the last 10 years or so, has really gotten a break in acting. And I think she's one of the greatest I've ever seen, and certainly the greatest out there right now.
Well, and I loved her in, but I just like this year in, was she in 1923?
Yeah, 1923, like, with Harrison Ford.
Yeah. I was like, was she in 1883 or 1923? But it was, yeah, she was great.
She is so powerful as an actor and yet can be so, like, anything you need her for the scene. She can take that power and put it into it. And I marvel at her work. And I'm really happy for her. I don't think the cards had this happening for her, that late in her life she'd have this second act and everything. But, man, is she taking the ball and run with it.
You know, and even in that storyline, like, it was just cool because she took the... You know, in a generation when women probably, well, on the surface, weren't taking the lead. Maybe they were behind the scenes. But yeah, I mean, but like, she delivered a really hard, you know, in charge female role, you know, in that. I don't know. I thought she was perfect.
Harrison Ford, who is a legend in his own right and has a legacy that is set in stone, just wasn't 100% on doing it. She signed on first. That's how much she liked the role. And he immediately is like, yeah. Like, let me be a part
of
this.
They were great together.
That's cool to hear. I got to check that out. Mick Jagger is 82 on Saturday. One of the greatest frontmen of all time. Rolling Stones frontman, songwriter, harmonica player, underrated harmonica player. Really good harmonica player. And I mean, anybody who is starting a band and trying to be a singer and a front man, he's one of the people they're going to look back at and look at and take notes from. Mick Jagger and the Stones in their own right. Just one of the legends of music. And let's see here. People no longer with us. Stanley Kubrick, born in the state in 1928, passed away in 99. One of the best directors of all time. Take a quick rundown of Sunday birthdays so we can mention Maya Rudolph is 53 on Sunday. Love Maya Rudolph. She's fantastic. Bill Engvall is 68 on Sunday. Farmer blue-collar comedy tour guy and everything. Blast from the 80s, Terry. Yahoo Sirius is 72 on Sunday. Man, I haven't heard that name in a long time. And,
In like 40 years.
At least.
30 years, I guess.
And some people that would have been celebrating birthdays on Sunday. Norman Lear, born in 1922, just passed away last year in 23. Maybe the most legendary TV producer of all time. All in the Family, The Jeffersons, One Day at a Time, Good Times, Maude. Just so many great shows and groundbreaking shows. And Jerry Van Dyke, born on Sunday in 1931. Coach, Luther on Coach, and legendary. Of course, his brother Dick and everything. But his run is very similar. His late life run, his second act, was very similar to Coach on Cheers or some other actors, like I just mentioned with Helen Mirren and some others. They get their breaker, a bigger break late in life and really take the ball and run with it. And he was... that show Coach was great. Wouldn't have been the same without him. You needed Luther on there. He was a good one. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get over there this morning or afternoon and keep in mind tonight they will have their Friday fish fry going on. Stick around after our news, sports, and entertainment break. We're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. If you call up and get it right, boom, just like that, you win a kid's meal and an adult meal from our friends over at Culver's. A big thank you to them for doing this. We've been doing this with them for a very long time and appreciate all of their efforts and everything in the community. Wonderful people over at Culver's. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody.
Love Culver's.
And get ready to call up and get some free Culver's, especially if you want anything in 30 days, call up at 715-424-2600, or you can dial in through the Civic Media app. Feel free to reach out to us and join us and get in on the winning so you can get this this awesome package from our friends over at Culver's. You know what, Terry? It feels light today, though. I'm going to put 5 rafter tickets in there.
Wow.
We're getting towards the end of the season. We want to get you to the ballpark. I'm just going to throw some rafter tickets in there.
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to get my app open.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
No, if I go in the other room, I should be able to play.
That's fair. Okay, wait a minute. If you go into the other room, I love the idea of that being room. And Friday, Terry wins again, everybody.
Mean, it's legit. You act like you're paying me a lot.
Get ready to call up and let us know what TV show this is from.
Phone lines must not be working.
Yeah, right. Well, we've been there
before. Oh, come on.
I'm a little surprised.
Even I knew this one, and I don't know most of them. There we go.
Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. What's your answer?
I love Lucy.
Hey, yes. Nice job. Nice job.
Nice work. Nice work by you. Let's make it official. There we go. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Katie.
Katie, thank you so much for listening and playing along, Katie. Where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Right on. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. All right. Katie, were you a fan of I Love Lucy?
Oh, yes. I loved watching her and Ethel. They were always up to something.
They were great.
One of the greatest tandems in TV history, those two. And really, the whole cast was perfect. All four actors were great, but it was that relationship that I don't know about anybody else, but that's what had me and my Nana laughing. There's some of the most classic scenes in TV history are still with those two.
Sure is.
Well, and you have to have a little mischief in your life, right?
Yeah, you do.
A little.
You need it. Yeah, that's what friends are for. Katie, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the line. We're going to get a little information from you off air, but you are our newest star of the day.
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day, all of you.
You too,
thank
Katie.
Thank you, you
thank
too.
You. Thank you for that, Katie. That's fantastic. She made it interesting. We went right into the end of that one, right to the end of the theme song. That was pretty good. I Love Lucy debuted on CBS on October 15th in 1951, ended on May 6th in 1957 with a total of 180 half-hour episodes spanning six seasons. Came back for a variety hour and some things here and there and everything, but those numbers I just gave you, it seems like a lot, even by today's standards and everything. For some people, it might seem like, well, I thought it was on longer.
I was thinking the exact opposite. That it was when you said that, I'm like, only six?
It speaks to the impact that show had on pop culture, but also just how hard it was making TV back then. With the amount, nowadays, six episodes is a season. They had 20, 30 episodes a season and everything, over six seasons and stuff, 180 episodes. It's just very impressive. Of course, that said, the most impressive part, I think, of the show is what Lucille Ball did off camera. And there was nobody more groundbreaking in TV for women than Lucille Ball. End of sentence. What she did at that age and at that time, there was it seems out of nowhere nowadays. Like, of course this would happen. But for her to walk into the executive rooms at CBS and she wasn't demanding things. She was like, you want this to be a hit. You want this to work. This is what we need to do. The multicultural relationship that we had on network TV at that time, which was groundbreaking, and she was at the forefront of. There are so many things that person did way beyond making us laugh, which she does to this day. I literally just last night was watching the candy scene with her and Ethel. One of the things that I can't get enough of, and I've been laughing at it since I was a little kid, it's how many, I'm trying to count how many Lucy has in her mouth. I'm still doing it last night. I was still trying to count. I have never been able to keep track of how many she actually gets in her mouth or anything. It's great. We're going to talk to Katie, get some information from her, but be listening next Friday for another opportunity to be our newest star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We'll be back with more.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Summertime. Enjoy it while we can. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for coming back to the morning show. We hope you're having a great Friday morning out there. Thanks for hanging out with us. Shout out to Katie for hanging out with us, our newest Culver star of the day. That was fun. And a shout out to Terry going the extra mile, bringing in the blueberries. Those are great.
All I did is deliver.
Well,
I didn't do the harvesting.
I can't.
It's too hot.
Yeah, I get it.
Randy must have been out there a long time yesterday because there were a lot of them on the counter when I came home.
Shout out to Randy. Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. They're really good. Those are great. Thank you. And I'm ruined for blueberries now. Now I need the original, just taken off the vine or whatever.
It's a bush.
I meant to say bush.
It's a bush.
So a lot of people certainly getting ready to go on vacation. Some people coming back from vacation as we are in our summer days. And if not the tail end, the middle of summer, somewhere along those lines, somewhere, I don't know. It's Wisconsin, it doesn't matter. The weather's going to change up and down for us. We'll have a little bit of fall later today, we'll have some summer, we'll have some spring, all of that. But one thing is consistent, getting home, and something Terry touched on earlier about getting home and sleeping in your own bed. I think that is probably the most universal thing I would think off the top of my head of getting home from vacation, even as somebody who has never taken a vacation, actually. even though I've never taken a vacation, I get that. I understand it. And I've certainly traveled quite a bit and been gone out of the home for a couple of weeks or a day or whatever it is as an actor and stuff. And what it feels like to get back to your home state or where your family is or anything like that. But maybe there's somebody we're not thinking about here. Maybe there's something that we were missing. Because this modern survey they're conducting is interesting. A survey asked dog owners what the best part of a vacation is, and 42% said coming home to their dog. That is their favorite part. By far and away, more than sleeping in their own bed, seeing anybody else. Nope, want to see the dog. That could be because 40% of them constantly worry about their dog while they're away, and 22% miss their dog so much that it can impact their enjoying their trip.
I mean, I will say if we travel without our kids, I do miss them. I put them ahead of the dog.
Yeah. It's a good up. Good on. Good move. Good move. We got a call coming in. Let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. You're on the show. Feel free to call back. Feel free to call on back. I think that might have been a roto call. I'm not sure. The average dog owner starts missing their dog just about 53 minutes into a vacation. Even an hour in. Wow.
How do they go to work?
Yeah. Wait a minute. That seems a little low. Jeez. 24% start thinking about their dog as soon as they walk out the door. They may have been, and now I wonder if the dog was there when they were filling out the survey. They might have felt a little like,
the dog's like sitting at the end of the chair, like giving them the stink eye.
Dog's eyeballing them, like, hey.
And I can read that survey.
How'd you answer number four? And
I'm going to bite your leg.
And pet owners miss their dogs an average of 13 distinct times per day when away.
You know, I had a really good friend once that she literally would not... even go somewhere overnight because she was not going to leave her pets. I'm not saying she would leave them uncared for, but I'm just saying like she was like, no, I can't leave my dog or, you know, such and such pet. And I'm like, really? Okay.
I haven't had a lot of experience with this or anything, but I get it. And I get the idea of being, empathetic and feeling. Are we missing something here, too, though? Maybe the animal needs a break.
I mean,
maybe it's a vacation for the animal, too.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
And, you know, they get to just hang out and be or whatever.
You know, we always call when we take our dog to the kennel. I'm like, you're going to the doggy hotel now, or the doggy spa or, you know.
So my parents have been very hesitant about that with their dog. And in part, I'll admit it's a price and some of that and everything, but it's also something that we haven't had a chance to really do a lot of homework on. You've done this before, where you're going for vacation, you have somebody
absolutely, and we board our dog. We don't have somebody come to the house and take care of them. We take them to the kennel, right? They call it boarding.
My folks have a built-in one by me. They already have it, but the boarding thing.
You probably owe them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then some. I owe the dog. When it comes to the boarding thing, I've always been curious about that and knowing more about it. It seems like I haven't heard a whole lot of complaints about it. Like anything in life, you hear good
and
bad.
Fine. I mean, they're good about dogs have to have their correct vaccinations and all that stuff. And then, he's fine. Like, I think sometimes he gets there and he's like, wait a minute, you guys are leaving me, but then once he's in, and then they usually have, we've gone to two different places, but there's like a little kind of intake area, right? Like a little fenced in area. So they kind of go in there, do all their marking and everything that they need to do. And then they have their own, he has his own little room, not a room, his own, I guess, like a little kennel, right? Like he has his own little space for sleeping, spends a lot of time outside socializing with other dogs. Or, I think people maybe get a little apprehensive, especially if they have pets that maybe have some separation anxiety or have some issues. But I think that these places want you to have a good experience. They want you to come back. It's like any other business, right? So, I think there's a reasonableness. If your dog doesn't get along with other dogs, then your dog will go out by itself. I don't know. I think, we always have a dog. I mean, I am we are pet lovers, but it's also at the end of the day, to me, it's still a still a dog, still a pet. Like, like I'm not going to not go on vacation because I have a dog.
No, no.
not happening.
I don't. I think that it is almost the opposite of what it is to be, you know, not only a good pet owner, but just a good, the bond that you have with the animal. One of the things that can happen with that is, you know, if you isolate a dog too much, it doesn't know and doesn't get a good job of playing with other dogs, which is one of the greatest benefits of being a dog, getting to play with other dogs. Tell me anybody's ever seen dogs playing and it doesn't look fun as a man, it looks awesome. You take that away from them when not only you're not, you keep them too sheltered or you don't, you know, have them playing with other dogs or other people, but taking them to places like that and having them boarded and everything can,
you know,
do that too.
Funny though, our dog really doesn't get a lot of dog socialization because we
don't. Most dogs don't.
You know, we live in the country, so we have a lot of space. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're not needing to use a dog park or, you know, so he doesn't get a ton of socialization with other dogs. I mean, our neighbors have dogs, but it's different. So I think sometimes that is a little bit, he's a little bit apprehensive sometimes when, you know, he gets there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to love when you pick them up because they're just like all over you.
The,
you know, they're just like, oh,
ever. Yes.
It's the greatest feeling.
There's few things in life that are going to treat you the way a dog is happy. When a dog is happy to see you, is going to treat you. With the traveling and everything, I'm kind of, you know, I don't know. I think that there is a little bit of the dog getting a chance to have a break. I think there's a little of that. And kind of piggybacking, and I admit a bit of a reach, but kind of piggybacking on that break, the bathroom break. Or as it's being called nowadays, bathroom camping, Terry, is where we're wrapping up the hour.
What?
People were doing this way back in the day, okay? This has been a thing for a very, very, very long time. The bathroom has been not just a bathroom, but a sanctuary for many parents for many years. It is
really?
The term bathroom camping is trending on TikTok. It's when the bathroom is your safe place. You don't need to use the bathroom necessarily or even the sink or anything. You just want to get away. And so you're using it as an excuse. People do it at work when they want to avoid work. People, it's also done at parties, events, or even at home, especially if you've got kids or extended family in town. People on TikTok are almost bragging about how it's an easy way to take mental breaks and hit the reset button. But if you do it a lot, it could become a bigger issue. You might have anxiety. You might seriously dislike your surroundings. But... enough with this. Like, I'm not even bringing this up for necessarily any right or wrong reasons or anything like that. Everybody has done this at one point in their life. Everybody has done this at one point in their life.
Okay, but you are literally in there not doing anything. So it's right. Not like you're relaxing in the tub and getting the day away. No. You're just saying you're literally hiding.
That yes, you are a grown adult, because I'm not even putting this on kids that want to get out of cleaning the room and like or anything like that. Because that's why I feel like I can universally say everybody's done this, because even as a child you've probably done this. Or you were at a party that you were uncomfortable at or something, and you stayed in the bathroom longer than you needed to or something. The bathroom has been a sanctuary for a very, very long time.
Well, because it's probably the one. Unless you're a mom, it's the only place where people are reluctant, at least, to interrupt you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, even if you didn't lock the door. But I will say, if you are specifically the mother of a toddler, or even like 5-6 years, like there, you can't even go to the bathroom.
No, that's that is the outlier to all this conversation.
Mom.
There is no. I don't know. I know that whether it was my mom or my ex-wife or anything like that, at a certain point they just really pretty much stopped shutting the bathroom door.
You don't latch it because they're just like, you just, they can just walk in, right? Yeah. So I mean,
and that I think is a perfect like evidence A to your honor of why this is an okay thing. Like, you can't, like anything in life, you can't take advantage of it too much. You can't do it too much. As the article kind of goes on to say, that you can find it at daily.com, which is a horrible name, I feel like.
Well, it is.
It kind of is. It's very redundant. But they did some nice reporting on this. And my pushback on it is, quit thinking you invented everything this generation, this TikTok generation or whatever.
You guys are not special.
This. Yeah, you didn't invent this, man. This has been going on a long time. I guarantee you we just did I Love Lucy as a theme song, I mean, and everything. There's an episode where they're doing that.
Guys have been taking 45 minutes to poop for like 200 years.
Yes, yes. It has been a thing for a very long time. And again, just as long as
reading or not.
Doing too much is, you know, just as long as you're not doing it too much, I don't think that there's necessarily a bad thing. I do think that there is very little opportunities in life to reset. You think about everything we take in during a day and how we don't really have time to register any one thing because the next thing is right there. And everything is moving forward. Time only goes one direction. It's understandable that any human being, no matter if you're a busy 60-hour week worker or you're retired, you would need a little reset every once in a while. I don't think that's a bad thing. I like that we're owning this, that we're talking about it. Just don't try to act like you invented it.
Maybe the message is give people the grace to reset. Yes. The other people that you live with, if they need to sit down for 5 minutes, let them, they don't make them hide in the bathroom.
If you, yeah, exactly. If you're, you know,
I'm guilty of that. We just have time to sit. So maybe they're hiding in the bathroom at my house. I don't know.
And I really do like that this is being talked about too. I think that that's a healthy thing for people, for a society,
but
and for relationships.
TikTokers, you're not it.
You know, no, you didn't make this one. No, no. There's plenty of things that your generation can take a claim to and everything.
But
you
it's
don't
not
get this.
This
one. No, you don't get this one. No, this is our. Well, this isn't even ours. I mean, this has been around.
I was gonna say.
I guarantee you, since the first outhouse was created, this has been a thing.
Totally.
Like, Harold, you've been in there too long. What? I'm reading. We don't even have anything. What are you talking about? This has been a thing since the
Stark
first
in there.
House. It's, yeah. Terry and I are going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to get in some entertainment news at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Got some other fun stuff. I want to get into these. Crocs and Krispy Kreme have joined forces, and we have to discuss. We have to talk about that. That is coming up, along with plenty of good news stories of the day and all kinds of great stuff on The Morning Show.